Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking today with General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council here on KMAN. It looks like we have a phone call, so we'll take that, go to the phone lines. Good morning, you're on In Focus. I can't, okay, there we go. Go ahead, your caller, you're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for all your efforts. With the governor and everything, you know, looking after the soldiers there at Fort Riley with our strung-out power grid, I was sure wishing that we had something like a cogen that would burn the trash from all this area here and generate electricity within a 20-mile circle of the fort so that if something would happen, like an EF5 tornado, you know, we're just holding our breath waiting for the next one, and we don't want something to happen like did in Texas, and then threaten us with the 110-degree weather, not having enough electricity, so that if the tornado did hit, we could still have electricity in 110-degree weather around Fort Riley and look after the soldiers and the people in this area. Well, thank you so much for all your efforts like that, and continue talking to the governor about how we can expand our, and even the government about the runway out here at Manhattan Airport so that we can help with the military in and out. Thank you.
No, I appreciate that. You know, you bring up some pretty good points that we got to maintain the drumbeat on. And really, it's related to resiliency. And in this case, an installation. I don't express enough, I think, in some cases, the impacts to resilience on an installation. One of those being energy. We want to, and I know Fort Riley and Will McKinney out there, the garrison commander, is constantly looking at innovations and opportunities to become self-sufficient in energy. And that's one of the big pushes for the Department of Defense. And then the other thing that you mentioned as well is, of course, modes of transportation and abilities to deploy rapidly in case of emergencies or in case of requirements throughout the world. And, you know, Manhattan is one of our three really airports of debarkation and embarkation. We have Salina, you have Topeka, and then you have Manhattan. And Jesse Romo out there is constantly working with the installation of Fort Riley to try to figure out how we can expand the parking areas and space, and they've done a great job with that. And then in the future, maybe expand the runway to accommodate larger airframes so that they can land and we can load more troops and equipment in order to get to the war fight or deploy somewhere here in the world as a requirement. So I appreciate your words. You know, the other area we don't look a whole lot on, but we don't have a whole lot of problem here in Kansas right now, is environmental issues. I'm talking about endangered species, for example. A lot of installations like Fort Bragg has the red-cockaded woodpecker, and Fort Hood has the golden-cheeked warbler and the black-capped vireo. Those are all birds. We in Kansas have been very fortunate in the fact that we don't have a lot of those type species, but I will tell you one that's on the horizon is, I think, the greater prairie chicken. And we got to be careful that stuff like that doesn't impact operations, specifically training on our installations. And we got to be good stewards with the environment. That's absolutely true. And I think the military does do a pretty good job of that. But at the same time, we got to make sure that we don't impact operations on installations. So thank you very much for your call and for your comments.
You know, I might also mention, last week you spoke at the Leaders Retreat here in Manhattan about how the area lacks investment from the defense sector, and I thought that was pretty telling, and maybe a good opportunity here for the Manhattan economy here if we had more investments, especially downtown.
Yeah, you know, I appreciated the opportunity. I appreciate Jason and Janet Nichols letting me come and speak at that leadership retreat. That's always an opportunity to really talk to a number of influencers here in the communities around Fort Riley. But when we talked about the defense industry, and there's a 10 really 11 divisional units in the United States Army. Fort Riley's blessed to have one in the 1st Infantry Division. But we're, of those installations, we're one of the few that doesn't have defense industry prominently represented in our community. And for me, that's the third leg of the stool. You have the installation itself. You have really its retirees. You have its veterans. You have its dependents and spouses and really that type of. And then as a third leg, you have defense industry, which really helps create a balance. When you have a formation deployed, for example, you have this cornerstone that, that remains a constant. We don't have that here at Fort Riley. We don't have that here in our communities. And I think it's something that we need to look into. You know, we put a lot of focus on NBAF. We put a lot of focus rightfully on NBAF. And we put a lot of focus rightfully on K-State University as well. But as I said, 41 to 45% of the GDP of the Central Flint Hills comes from Fort Riley, Kansas. That's huge. And not a lot of people know that. And so it is the largest employer for this region. It has over 67,000 people connected to that military installation alone. In the state, it's 170,000 directly or indirectly jobs in, related to Department of Defense. But I think we need to work hard at recruiting defense industry to our region. That helps with employment, that helps with stability, and that helps overall our state as we go forward here into the future. We need to look at that.
All right. Well, good points there, and we're about out of time here. I might just ask you real quick. We've got about a minute here. Your thoughts on K-State going forward, football season, and then maybe the Big 12?
Yeah, you know, it's a big unknown. I think we're good in getting and benefit of getting Skylar Thompson back. And you know, that young quarterback that really stepped in there last year did an incredible job. And so for me, I'm a little conflicted. I think he's an incredible passer. So I think K-State has an opportunity to really be competitive. They just got to maintain focus and they got to have a will to win. That's my belief. And, I think they got that through Coach Cleveland. I think he's a great coach. I think, they got some promising players. They just got to believe in themselves.
All right. Well, we appreciate talking to you, General Wiggins, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time, hopefully after a K-State victory.
Cool. I'll be there. Take care, Brandon.
All right. You too. That's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, Karen Hibbert will join us from CVB, John Jobe from Riley County Extension, and we'll also hear from the garrison commander out of Fort Riley, Will McCanny.